Steven Zemlicka, the area sales manager for AgTegra Cooperative.
And you're also agronomist, right?
Yes, I'm also an agronomist.
I've been hearing it's kind of hit or miss in parts of South Dakota. There's some dry spots and some spots that have been getting rain, but I wondered what you were seeing with the crops in the eastern part of the state and what you can tell us about the corn and the beans.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a lot like you said. It's been really hit or miss. You know, we just had a big rain system go through here and, you know, we caught anywhere from a half inch to 4 inches, and right around Loyola caught 7. So, I mean, they got way too much rain here in a short period. But we were out looking at stuff today. I mean, we got corn anywhere from V1 all the way up to V4. Biggest stuff's maybe touching V5. So it's corn's coming right along. Looks pretty good. Got a little bit of hail here too, but I don't think it's going to be much of an issue. Stands for the most part are pretty good, pretty solid. We had some cold spots. We warmed up kind of slow this spring. So those spots were slow. They're behind, but they seem to be coming through now. And I think most of the stand's going to be there for the most part. So corn's looking all right. Beans are mostly wrapped up. There's a few people still working on putting some beans in when we got this rain, but for the most part, they're planted. They're coming out all right. Don't have a lot of issues with them. Again, they were kind of slow too because of the being cool early on, but no, things are looking pretty good. So,
no disease concerns at all, given how fluctuating the weather's been?
No, it hasn't been too bad. I mean, everything with good seed treatments on, it's coming through nice. You know, we've got some products that worked really well for us that really pushed things through the ground fast. But no, for the most part, it looks pretty good that way.
I'm glad to hear it's all right. So what areas are the driest in the eastern part? Is it just kind of hit or miss in patches, or is it pretty widespread?
Yeah,
on the drought monitor, it looks pretty widespread.
Yeah. I mean, south has definitely been worse before this. I mean, we've caught good rains here recently in the most of eastern South Dakota, so we're sitting a lot better now. But for the most part, south, kind of down towards I-90. You know, that was the driest part there. There for quite a while, they were in tough shape. I mean, there were some guys quitting planting down there because it was so dry, and things kind of turned around for them. I think they're sitting all right here now. But
I know.
Yeah, but northern eastern South Dakota has been in good shape. We've had plenty of moisture up this way.
That's good. That's good. With AgTegra, you watch wheat too, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Right here where I'm at, around Brown County, we don't have much. You know, most of that's in our western footprint. But the little bit we do have around here does look pretty good. I mean, it tillered out nice and it's coming good. I think that's got a decent shot to be all right.
Is that spring wheat?
Yes, primarily.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of winter wheat, but it's primarily spring wheat.
Okay.
There's a little bit of oats around too.
Any flowers floating around?
Yeah, there's a few flowers. We don't get a lot right here either, but to the west of us, northwest of us, we find more of them. But yeah, I myself have not seen any yet here this spring. I don't have any I'm looking at currently.
No, that's all right. I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Anything farmers should be scouting for or watching for as we head in the growing season here?
Biggest thing now is probably just to make sure our stands are where we need them to be. And making sure we're getting weed control done. That's been quite a battle here lately between rains and wind. You know, we're seeing quite a few dirty fields out there. But if we can get this corn sprayed, and with the heat and the moisture, it'll grow fast. And beans, yeah, just keep ahead of the weed control and make sure we protect that crop that's out there.
Steven, this was short and sweet. Thank you for your time. Did I miss anything?
No, I think we pretty well hit it all.
In agronomy world, do you hit on crop nutrition at all?
Yes.
Are you guys concerned at all for fall? Have you started talking about that yet, or is it mostly
as far as fall fertilizer goes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's quite a few concerns around that. I mean, nobody really knows exactly what's going to happen there. The war in Iran is really throwing a wrench into a lot of things. It's really hard to give a good prediction on what we think is going to happen right now. You hear some good things, but you hear a lot of bad things.
Do you think there's going to be good fall demand, or do you think farmers are going to wait? I mean, I know in And I cover Missouri. I cover some other states too. And, some folks cut back major. So.
Yeah, especially on the phosphorus side of things. I mean, we were definitely cut back this year, and I don't know, the picture they're painting now doesn't sound better. It sounds worse for next year. And yeah, I mean, I think we'll get to a point where it's not economically effective to put it on,
Yeah,
and
but can
even
you
if we suffer
afford
some
not
yield
to with
loss,
yields? Yeah.
there's a breaking point there. And I think in the past we haven't had to look too hard at that, but I think we're going to be looking very hard at it now. And I think we'll get there if fertilizer is going to be priced that high. I mean, we've had farmers that look at that stuff now, and I mean, they're cutting back nitrogen rates because they feel that those last few bushels aren't paying for themselves. Yeah, it's a real concern.